very sad news received yesterday about the passing of poor Terry. As you know, Terry was heavily involved in not alone Donegal League football, but all strands of football in the county since he came up from Sligo. And massive shock to everybody involved, massive shock to ourselves, all his colleagues in the Donegal League. And, you know, I'm sure condolences to his family at this time.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people maybe who played the game down through the years may not have known him. If you'd been in bother with discipline, he was disciplinary secretary for many years, but very much a man behind the scenes and did a Trojan amount of work.
Exactly. I'd be hard to replace Chris. See, nobody knows half the work that Teddy done. He was down in Ballyar as often as he was out at home, Dunkeen, I'm sure. And as you say, he was heavily involved in a disciplinary committee for years. And I'm sure there's not a player in the county of the last 20 or 30 years didn't receive some kind of letter in shape or form from him. But one thing about Teddy, he never fell out with anybody. And, you know, everybody was equal. There was no favours no matter who you were. And Teddy's big hearty laugh if you questioned any of his decisions, and he walked on. So he was well known in all circles throughout the county, well loved, well liked, well respected. And I'd say nearly everybody would equally say, you know, totally honest, straight, good football man.
Yeah, and you know, he had an army background, and that probably made him ideal. A man great on discipline, and you know, he was always impartial, gave you a good hearing, and you knew that he also applied a level of common sense as well as being very much a rules man.
Oh, he did. You know, as I said, there was nobody, you know, above the law with Teddy. Teddy had the same guidelines no matter who you were. And as you say, probably coming from his military background, his army background, he was a great man for recording everything and everything he's done. To, you know, when the era of no computers and all this, everything was done by post, no emails or whatever. Teddy was on the ball the whole time. He had everything done to his system. Nobody else could get involved. Teddy knew exactly what he was doing with the suspensions, with fines, with yellow cards, with goals scored, every form of data. Involved none in the league. Teddy was on the top of his game and had everything to a tee every season without fail.
Now, he was involved in the Donegal Youth League, the Ulster FA, schoolboys leagues. He also was on a number of national committees. And in between all this and home life and watching matches, he was a massive Sligo Rovers fan.
He was. And that was Teddy. He was on all those committees. But he wasn't just on those committees, Chris. He was, you know, central to them all, and he was active, and he took up roles in each of those committees, including our own, that involve, you know, onerous amount of hours work, and he wasn't afraid to get involved in anything at all, whether it was the youth leagues, the ladies leagues or whatever. And I don't know how he found time to get to Sligo as often as he did as well to support his hometown, but he did. I used to thoroughly enjoy his visits down to the showgrounds to support his beloved Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, and he built up a great friendship with many people all over the county through his soccer involvement.
He did, and not even through the county, Chris, I would say nationally. No matter where we used to go with Oscar Trainer's team down the country, the first person off the bus that would recognise would be Teddy. And Teddy would be introducing us to people in Galway, people in Clare, all throughout the country, through his involvement with the FAI. And he was well known, well respected, you know, all over the place. But up here in Donegal, you know, he was one of us. He was, you know, a colleague, a friend, you know, and a fantastic servant to the league, Donegal League, for the last number of, let me say, 30, 40 years that he'd been involved with us, more than 40 years.
And I'm sure, Nigel, on behalf of the league, you'd like to pay sympathy to all his family and everybody close to him as well.
Absolutely. At this time, you know, we're thinking of his wife, Fonny, Sharon and her family, Derek and his family, and Paul. They're all missing Terry at this sad time, and no more than ourselves. We're all missing this. It's a tough time on them. But on behalf of the Donegal League, we'd like to just extend our sympathy and condolences to the Layden family, his extended family in Sligo as well. and no words can put into the weekend that'll make it easier, only to say that Terry was loved, respected, and held in massive esteem all over our county and further afield.